Welcome to Zichu Mishnah Siman, member of Abraham Goldhar, and today we're Masechus Brachas, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis, and Gimel. Before we begin, let's do a quick little review of what we've done up until now. So he said Masechus Brachas has 9 prakim. The first 3 deal with Shema, the next 2 deal with Tefillah, the last 4 prakim deal with Brachas. Good. Perek Aleph is emphasized 5 Mishnais, and the simon is Ashtabi, the Ashtabi olive tree. That stands for Mishnah Aleph is Arvis, the simon for Beis is Shachris, Gimel is Derech, Dalet is Brachas, and Mishnah Hay is Yetzim Sitzrayim. Excellent. Then Perek Beis, Hayekorah B'Torah, has 8 Mishnayis. Mishnah Aleph is Korah B'Torah. Beis is Bein HaPrakim. Gimel is Shadleit. Dalet is Umnim. Hay is Chasen. Vav is Rachatz. Zayin is Tavi. And Ches is Chasen. Now, I'm going to change things up a bit here in Perek Beis. I don't like the story that we've come up with. I want to come up with something more streamlined. So we'll do this. Hayekorah B'Torah, Perek Beis, we said at Zichru Simen, is a bias. So why don't we have a teepee, like the Indian teepee bias with shades. Teepee is all, Mishnah Olive is Torah, that's the T, and Prakim is the P. So teepee is short for Torah Prakim. And then the shade is short for Shadleit. So you have this teepee with shades that the Uman just put up. And then you have a Chasen coming in, he's getting washed by his servant, Chasen Rachatz Tavi, and then he goes out as a Chasen carrying his sitter with him because if he wants to, he'll say Kriya Shema. So once again, just changing things up for Perek Beis. If you like it, go with it. I think it's much easier and streamlined. It's going to flow more easily in terms of our memory. So once again, Perek Beis, Bais, house. We have a teepee house. The shades were just put up by an Uman for a Chasen who then goes in for a shower that is Eved does, that's Tavi. And he comes out as a Chasen and he's carrying a sitter with him. So Torah, Prakim, Shade, Shadleit, Umnim, Chasen, Rachatz, Tavi, Chasen. Good. Then Perek Gimel Mishnah Meis has 6 Mishnais in it. The first Mishnah, we said the Simon's Megillah fun of that is if someone has a mace in front of him, he's patur from Kriya Shema, Minat Tefillah, Minat Tefillin. And we talk about what about the Nosei Amita, people carrying the Mita, are they going to be patur or not? Then Mishnah Beis is once the person is buried, what are people's requirements in terms of saying Shema as they're going to be Menachem, the Avol, as they create the Shura. So you can remember Beis is bury, or we're going to use the Lashon in the Mishnah here, Kavru. So Mishnah Gimel, we're going to move away from the issue of burial. And now we get to the general question of Nashim, Avadim, and Katanim. Are they Chayav or Pater from Kriya Shema or not? And other mitzvahs. And we learn in this Mishnah, they're Paturim from Kriya Shema and from Tefillin, but they're going to be Chayavim in Tefillah, Mezuzah, and Birchas Hamazon. So this is what we're going to call a neck Mishnah, because this grouping is going to come up often in Mishnah. So we'll call it a neck Mishnah, Nashim, Avadim, Katanim. So the 3 Mishnahs in the 3rd paragraph are Lafanav, Kavru, and Neck. Lafanav, Kavru, and Neck. So now in terms of building a story, in Zichru Simanim, a gimel is a gamal, a camel. So we're going to build the Perek Gimel Mishnayas off a camel. So you have this camel that dies and it's in front of his owner, Lafanav. And then he gets buried. So it's Lafanav and he gets buried, Kavru. But he's only buried up until its neck. So you have the camel's neck sticking out of the ground. Lafanav, Kavru, Neck. Lafanav, Kavru, Neck. Lafanav, Kavru, Neck. So your 2 Simanim today are Kavru, Neck. And the 3 Mishnayas in the 3rd Perek are Lafanav, Kavru, Neck. The camel dies, it's in front of the owner, oi, buried up until the neck. Lafanav, Kavru, Neck. Pretty simple. Great. All right, so now let's conclude with a pop quiz. So which perek do we have? The machlokes is whether Yetzias Mitzrayim is said at night or not. That's in Perek Aleph, and the simon is Yetzias Mitzrayim. Good. Which perek do we learn that Rabbi Gamliel was mekabel tanchumim for his Eved Tavi? That's in Perek Beis, and the simon is Tavi. Good. Which perek do we learn what the Bein HaPrakim are? That's in Perek Beis, and the simon is Bein HaPrakim. Good. Which perek do we have a machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel on how Kriya Shema should be said, whether it should be said lying down at night or standing up or however? That's in Perek Aleph, and the simon is Derech. Good. Which perek do we discuss Nashim, Avadim, and Katanim, and they're patur from Kriya Shema and from Tefillin? That's in Perek Gimel, and the simon is Neck. Excellent. All right, that concludes the pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.